And what we've seen so far, excuse me, what we've seen so far is that the issue that we're discussing is one which really transcends the question itself, but goes to the heart and core of what the relationship of father and daughter is in many areas. Just as background, the sugya in Ksuvos, which I think I brought here, yeah. The Gemara in Ksuvos, Mishnah in the Gemara in Ksuvos, Daf Mem Vav and Beis, includes Gittin, among other things, in the larger issue of the relationship between father and daughter. The Mishnah here has Ha'av Zakai Bebito, B'Kiddushah B'Kesef B'Shtar B'Bia, V'Zakai B'Mitziyasa, U'B'Maitzi Yadeha, U'B'Afaras Nidareha, and then has a Makabel Gita, which is what we're discussing right now. Ve'en ochel peros b'chayeha, niseis yeser lav habal, she'ochel peros b'chayeha, b'chay b'mzoroseu, perkono, kvurasa, rab yudo mar, filo onishev yisrael, yifchos mishnei chalilin mekonenes. So basically, this Mishnah in Ksuvos is weighing the relationship between, the relationship between the father and the daughter and the husband and the daughter, in terms of the rights and the impact that he has upon her. And one of the things that we have to wonder is whether or not this is just a list of disparate issues, and maybe the relationship between father and daughter and these various issues is quite different based on different principles. Certainly the relationship between Mitziyasa and Maisiya Deha as opposed to Gittin, you know, might be two completely different ideas, one having to do with Dine Mamanis, and the other, of course, in terms of her interfering in terms of her Chai Ha'ishus. Hafaras Nadarim obviously represents a category in its own right. Or is this all about one idea? The extent to which the father really is the apotropos of the daughter, really controls her destiny and her fate. And the question being, again, is he more in a kind of a super shliach capacity? The power that he has is a function of the fact that, like we discussed in apotropos, but even more so, his relationship is not a coincidental one, it's not a haphazard one, and it's not one which we look at in terms of each individual task, but it's one which, flows from a larger relationship, has a past, has a future, goes across different areas. But that's all there is to it. Or it's more than that. It's more than apotropsis or super apotropsis. It's really that in some respect he really has control over his daughter, or he really is in her stead. Maybe some of these issues really aren't his controlling, pragmatic controlling interest, but they establish him as the bailim vis-a-vis certain issues. He really has rights, and it's his. In terms of this Mishnah itself, it's just interesting to note that the Mishnah says Ha'av Zakai Bebito B'Kiddushah B'Kesef B'Shtar B'Bia. It's something we should look at more fully when we'll speak about the Kiddushin side of it. Obviously, even in terms of Kesef and Shtar versus Bia, there intuitively seems to be a difference between them. Rishon discussed about Bia meaning his ability to decide that she go the route of Kiddushay Bia. The Yerushalmi has the possibility that he could receive money for that, which obviously puts it on the border of a kind of a Kadesha issue. But that's one thing. And then the Mishnah repeats, Zakai, b'mitziyasa b'maitziyadeha b'faras nidareha. So, just linguistically, it's interesting to ask, does the fact that the Mishnah speaks about Ha'av being Zakai and then being Zakai again, this is a way of saying, not only that, lozu avzu, or is this a way of saying, on the contrary, this is one category, and it's based on one kind of idea, this is in the area of Isurim, this is Kiddushin, that's one relationship, that's quite different from the Zakai B'mitziyasa B'maisei Deha, and even B'Hafaras Nidareha. But what's interesting even beyond that is that the only only case in the Mishnah that doesn't have a Zakai at all is Kabbalah Saget. So we have Av Zakai Bebito in this, and then Av Zakai Bemitziyasa B'maisiyadeh B'afaras Nidareha, and then it says Umekabel Esgita. So again, linguistically, it's not a continuation of Zakai Bemitziyasa B'maisiyadeh B'afaras Nidareha B'kabbalah Esgita. Right, according to the language of the Mishnah, it's umekabel es gita. Sound like this is separate, and this isn't introduced with a zakai. So I don't know, I might be making too much of the linguistic part of it. But it's interesting that gitin stands out. It doesn't seem like it's necessarily a zchus. That might explain it. Or, again, does it work in a different way? At least we should raise this question. In terms of the Gemara, it's interesting to note that the Gemara in Mem Zayin Amud Aleph explains that where does Gittin come from? The Mekabel is Gita Minalan, Dasiv Yatzav Haisa, Iskush Yitzia Lahabaya. So if we were to assume that this is not the Betorah's Schus, and it really is different from the others, and one of the reasons it may be completely different is the reason that Ariel Schwartz, I have to say, we be far right now, mentioned last time the factor that isn't explicit in the Gemara, namely that we're talking about his ability to give her over to be miskadeshes is one thing. His after that point, once she's in an ishus, that may distance her somewhat from him. So in that sense, it's not maybe the hold that he has over her at that point is less than vis-a-vis the other issues. And maybe that explains why it has to be based on V'yatzav Haisa. You need the linkage. In other words, let me make it clear. V'yatzav Haisa could simply be Xeris HaKasuv, which teaches you, just like the other Limudim that establish these other things. He's Zakai for this, he's Zakai for that, he's Zakai for the next thing. And he's also Zakai L'Kabal as Gita, if you want to say it that way. And the Makor is V'yatzav Haisa. End of story. Or you would understand the same way that he's has a schus to give her over for kedushin, so too he has a schus when it comes to geirushin. Or if we want to accent the fact that this really seems to be somewhat different, A, it's not really mumminous oriented, B, it's already at this later stage when she's less in his rishus and so on, so then v'yatzav haisa looms larger. And we really wonder whether or not it isn't a totally different basis. It's not so much that he has this zakai begita, he's not really zakai begita, but by virtue of the fact that he created the circumstances which make Gerushin relevant now, in that sense, V'yatzav Haisa, that gives him play in the area of Gerushin too. Then we would want to know, is this a special halacha that basically his Zakai Beget is not a function of the other things, but it's specifically connected to the fact that he was the one without whom there wouldn't have been a Maisa Kedushin. End of story. Would we go even a step further and say he's the one who undoes the Maisa Kedushin with a Maisa Gerushin, with a Kinyan Gerushin, to undo the Kinyan Kedushin? Or would we even go further and say, well, he made this Kedushin. In some respect, he isn't just an apotropos in the Kinyan, but he remains a player in this Chetzeshel Ishus itself. And on a certain level, she's going to return to his Rishus, which makes him, until the point of Nisuin, still a kind of a party in the Ishus itself. So it's interesting, again, that if you look at the Rishonim on our sugya, when they talk about the Mishnah in Gittin, either in Gittin itself or here in our sugya in Kedushin, so if you just look, the different Rishonim seem to emphasize different things. Sometimes they directly go to V'yatzav Haisa, and others, when they're explaining the Koach Ha'av and Gerushin, cite the larger role that he has in being Zakai in other matters as well. Again, here in Samach Daled and Beis, in the Mishnah, so Rashi says, so not so much Rashi here, some of the other Rishonim here. Some Rishonim quote the beginning of the Mishnah in Ksuvas, and some only quote the Gemara. Rashi in Gittin doesn't. Other Rishonim in Gittin do. Rashi here, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Ahiva Aviha, Ohi O Aviha, He Sharei Gedolahi, the Eshla Yad, Amra Torah V'Nasan B'Yada, V'Aviya Shatara Zichsalo L'Kabel Kidusheha, the Iskush Yitzia L'Havaya. Which is exactly Meduyak in exactly what's going on in the Mishnah there. In other words, it's the real connection is zichsel l'mekabel kiddusheha, and from there iskash yitzia lahavaya. But if you look at some of the other Rishonim, they just quote Av Zakai Bibito in a more universal way, you know, Shvachnu Reha Le'avia. You know, they quote it as a larger issue, implying that Gittin is just one of the list. Not that it's particularly connected through V'yatza V'haisa. The idea might be, again, to what extent is this all one halacha, or are we acknowledging that when it comes to Gittin, there really is a different issue. It's more of a matir, less of a kinyan, and the only reason that you have it is through the Ishus, but if it really is through the Ishus, then it may work differently in other respects as well, which we'll get to. Yeah.
It seems like the puzzle thinks this is machlokes between Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Yehuda thinks that the Av is that she there's a din of the Nerebe Savia, that she's Rishus Av, and Rabbanan thinks it's sort of a separate schus, but it's a schus that is an addition to her own being a Bada on her own in her own way.
Right. I mean, the Tosus written in Gittin. Yeah. Tosus in Gittin is one, you have the language there, is one of the people that I'm referring to.
He says,
Right. So the point is that the first point, which is that in Rabbi Yehuda, he's quoting Shvach Nureha in the larger sense, whereas Rashi in Kiddushin is quoting simply, no, this has to do with Kiddushin and V'yatza V'haisa. And you find it in a few Rishonim. You have to look at the list. You have to just look through each of them consistently. I think that even though it all comes from one Mishnah and the Gemara, but the emphasis here may be very, very important, according to what I'm suggesting. Whether or not we're acknowledging that the way this all plays out might be different in Gittin than it is in other things, and if so, if it's through the Kiddushin and his role in the Ishus, then it might be more limited in one respect, but it also may be more expansive, as we'll soon see. Okay, so basically, getting back to where we were, and just filling in the picture a little bit more. So the larger question between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, and within the Rabbanan, possibly the machlokes between, basically you have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, clearly everything is tilted in the favor of the father. Then you have the Rabbanan, who have Nara, at least Ohi Oavia, and there we have several options which we're going to explore or formalize just in a couple of more minutes. It's not clear what the Rabbanan Shita is about the relationship between father and daughter. We know both of them are candidates, both of them are adversaries, but we don't know what the relationship is between them. That's who's dominant and who is peripheral. Are they equal? Are they equal but different? We don't really know. Then you also have, what we also know is that there's a machlokas harishonim, big machlokas harishonim, the Rif, the Ravid, the Ramban, one day and Rashi, that say, even according to the Rabbanan, this is limited to Nara. But Ktana is excluded from Kabbalah Saget B'chaye Ha'av. And that's against another view in Rashi. There's a Machlokas also Rishonim, which is the real view of Rashi after the Chazara, if there is a real view of Rashi after the Chazara. Right? The Bali Tosa say the real view of Rashi is the view that Ktana and Nara are equivalent, that even Ktana has the Koachdim Kabbalah Saskita. The Ramban in the Milchamos, in Gittin, says that Rashi was chozer to the shita of the Rif and the Ravid. I mean, Ravid, the real view of Rashi is that Nara velo Ktana. Rashi, the Ramban here in his Chidushim, and in our sugya, is mistopic about it. He says Rashi changed his mind, but he's not sure in which direction he changed his mind. It doesn't really matter, as I say. We have the range either way. If we needed the authority of Rashi, it would matter, but you know, at the moment, the important thing is that there's a machlokas of Rishonim on this point. Certainly you have the Rif, the Ravid, the Ramban, possibly Rashi on one side. Then you have the the Balamor, the Bali Tosis, and possibly Rashi on the other side. So that's an important machlokas. The question how that machlokas affects the broader issue namely the relationship between father and daughter in Gerushin, is also open to question. On the one hand, if you include Ketana with Nara, so again, the essential view of the Ramban, as we saw it last time, both the Mechamos there and the Chidushim here, at least one view of the Ramban is that if you include Ketana as well as Nara, so then the shift is going to be in favor of the daughter. She is the real Niskareshes in every respect, and the father works for the daughter. Why that should be so? So again, Jonathan pointed out to me after Shir last time that in both places the Ramban doesn't say this Bavada, he says Efshar, which is true, meaning he too is aware that there are certain assumptions that he's making by through this linkage. But the point is that approach of the Ramban, which is a way to be Miyashev the Sugya and Mem Dalet Amud Beis, to answer the question from Mem Dalet Amud Beis on this Shita, on the Shita Sarif, how can there be the position that the Gemara seems to say there that Ketana is miskareshes b'chaye aviha al yedei asma, right? And it's only a problem with regard to Nara being mana shliach l'kabbalah, but in such a case, Ketana could be certainly miskareshes b'atzma b'chaye aviha. How could that be according to the Shita Sarif? The answer is it depends gufa on the safek of the Gemara whether or not Nara can be a memana shliach lekabbalah. If Nara can be a memana shliach lekabbalah, that means that she is a player, and if she's a player, then Ketana is going to be included as well. If the Yad Yesera is the father, but the real Yad, the Ikar Yad, is the daughter, so then Ketana and Nara are equal. That's Ramban's suggestion. Ketana and Nara are equal. And if Ketana and Nara are equal, then there's no problem. On the other hand, if we conclude that Nara cannot be memana shliach lekabbalah, meaning she is an adjunct to her father, so then Ketana is going to be completely excluded. That's the idea of the Ramban. Misvara, just to point out, one could have said, one could have argued on two sides. I mean, there are more points you could argue with, shlichus and so on, but just in general. Number one, you could have said the opposite. You could have said that if the daughter is going to be the more forceful, more dominant party in this Gerushin, that's only going to make sense if she is a Bas Hachi. If you're going to say that Nara is equivalent to Ketana, so then basically you're going to drag down Nara, neither of them is going to be able to stand up to the predominant position of the father. So by expanding Nara to include Ketana, you've made Nara a junior partner as well. Misvara, one could have said, that's exactly the opposite of the Ramban's suggestion. Ramban is saying, once Nara has a certain ability, then Ketana is going to be included as well. Why? I mean, the higher the ability, the less Ketana seems qualified. So what I suggested the other day is that what the Ramban is saying is as follows. If the idea is a Kenyan idea, so that's Av Zakai, Shvachnu Reha, and all these other issues, namely that's why the father is predominant. And the more it's a Kenyan idea, the more Ketana, even though it's not a Kenyan Sheldas, but even in terms of Yad, is excluded. The second that the Nara, vis-a-vis her father, is the dominant party, what that shows you is that we're looking at the issue of Chafetz Shel Kiddushin, or Ishus. We're looking at the Matir, we're not looking at the Kenyan. If we're not looking at the Kenyan, so then we're looking at the Matir, namely who's really in the Ishus, then there's no difference between Nara and Ketana. That's really the mentality of the Ramban. But if we were looking at it not in terms of the what does Gerushin depend on, Kenyan versus Matir, but we were looking at who is Yado or Yada al-Hoel Yonah, the father or the daughter, there I might have thought on the contrary, if this halacha has to do with the daughter, Nara, then the likelihood is greater that she will be equal or superior to the father. There's a third possibility as well. And that is, even if we were to say that Ketana is included, is it possible that there's a difference between Ketana and Nara? And that Nara is the equivalent or even more dominant than the father, whereas Ketana maybe can be Mekabelas as Gita, but on a different basis, and maybe in a less dominant way. That's possible too. It's interesting that some of the Rishonim who attack the Rif ask the question, well, why should there be a difference between Nara and Ketana? Right? They're assuming that the issue has to do with the ishus. And even there, they don't see any difference. And then they struggle to figure out why there should be a difference. The Rajba asks this question. Rajba in Gittin says the difference is in terms of shlichas. Right? Ein shlichos l'ktana, v'yei shlichos l'nara. That's the Rajba's answer. The Ramban's answer, according to that interesting suggestion that he made, is a little more complicated. It starts with shlichos, and then it ends up being, I'm going to get back to this in a few minutes, but both in Mokamos and in the Chidushim here, it starts with shlichos, being a bas shlichos, but then the Ramban takes it a step further in terms of yad, the koach yad of a ketana, as opposed to the yad of a nara. But there is a group of Rishonim, and the question of the Ramban and of the Rajba is before they answer it and make the distinction either pure shlichus or shlichus then leading to other issues like yad, is that, well, in Gerushin, well, you know, what really should be the difference? Either way, if it's not bal karcha, if it is bal karcha, there's no issue of das, the nara and ktana are equivalent in every way. If you look, for example, at the Chidushim Miksav Yad, or the Rama in Gittin, he says this is davar pashut. He says, Misvara, there's absolutely no reason to differentiate between Nara and Ktana. What am I looking for? He says, after all, in both cases there's a lack of, there's no issue of Das, because Das is Bal Korcha when it comes to Gerushin. And in both cases, there's a full yad. Yesh yad l'ktana, kamoshi yesh yad l'nara. Second. Here. Kosav Rama, mistabr d'chihecha d'pligi b'nara, hachanami pligi b'ktana. D'chitema v'layri b'ktana, lodiach ha'kochad rabbana. This is a question that the Ramban asks. You know, if really it applies Beba Ktana, Beba Nara, so why do we focus on the Mishnah on Nara? So the, you know, Rashi already says, Lo diacha kocho de Rabbi Yehuda. So the Ramban asks, you know, so what about Lo diacha kocho de Rabbanan, the kocho de Atera Adif, the teacher that Ktana can be misgareshes al yidei atzma? Okay, that's a question that they ask. But the Ramah's question is based on the assumption, then he says it again later. Teda, the Tamid Rabbanu Mishum Diyad Yaserta Zochin the Rachmanahu. Bahai Tama ki hechid the Shayach Gabinara Hachanami Shayach Gabiktana. Vizu Eina Tzricha Lifnim Velo Lifnai Lifnim. He's very confident about it. Dahi de Garcin the Perak Narishin Spatata. And also in Kedushin, Eima Hani Milik Tana Shein Lo Yad, Avonara the Yesh Liad E, Takdish Nashav E, Tishkol Kaspa, Hussel Minyan Kedushin Koi, Avogarishin Kivid Lo Beinan Daita, Yesh Lo Yad Lagarish Atzma, Bain Yesh Lav, Bain Ein Lav, Mididahavi Anaira. Vahodar Minan Yad Yaser to Zachel Rachman, Alav Yoda Kamra, Liyada Via. So basically, the Ramah is very clear, other Rishonim also, but it's even clearer in the Ramah, that there should be absolutely no difference between Nar and Ktana le'inyan Yad at all. The fact that there is a difference between them regarding Kiddushin, irrelevant to Gerushin. Gerushin Bal Korcha, no difference. However, the point is that even, one could have argued, one could have said that even if Ktana and Nara are both able to be Mekabeles Gitehen, that's just an expansion of the halacha, you know, that the real isha, you know, has the koach to mekabelas haget. But it could be that it's not on the same basis. It could still be that the fact that yesh lanara yad lekabel in general is relevant and changes the relationship between father and daughter, even in Gerushin. Maybe this is implied, maybe, by Rashi in the different place. Maybe this is part of the issue of Rashi in different places. Rashi here, when he quotes the Rif Shita, or the Shita that corresponds to the Rif, and then Gimel Amid Beis, Naru Murasa, Hu Adin L'Ketano. Again, V'haydi Pligi L'Hodiacha Kokad Rav Yehuda. Same halacha. But in Gittin, there's a funny line in Rashi. Rashi here, on Samach Da'od Amadeus, he va'aviyah, ohi o'aviyah, he yesh layad, da'gdola hi, va'aviyah nami zakai lekablo. Oh yeah, this is what I wanted from the Rashi here. Rashi here says the word zakai lekablo, as opposed to our Rashi, which says, he's Zakai b'kesef kiddushin, and then it's because of the Yatzav HaHaisa. Here he has directly Zakai l'kablo. U'mekom yokom yad dida k'dekayim akayima. D'ho gedolahi b'im hoisa yisoma hi mahava es atzma v'hi mekabelas es gita v'hashanami lo shana. So the Rashi here in Gittin, when he's trying to emphasize her rights, says that she is Ikar, seems to say she is Ikar, and he adds something that bothered Rabbi Kiveger. Right? Why is she Ikar? D'hagadolahi. A. B. V'im hoisa yisoma, hi mahaves atzma. V'hi mekabelas eskita. So Rabbi Kiveger says, hi mahaves atzma, lo zachisi lahavin ma'adonokat Rashi, hi mahaves atzma. D'vizelei karaya kolkach, with the hacha, they show me the hassam keeping the kiddushin hayu the katnus mehava gam kena gerushin the katnus. Can we gabe gerush? It's one problem. Vav emes gam be kitcha avia with the skaim of the kabbalas gita. Vim kain lama nakad Rashi svas yeser he mehava satsma vashem yair einav. So Rabbi Kveger's bothered. Why is Rashi emphasizing this point? But it could be that Rashi is trying to point out the difference between Ketana and Nara on the level of Yad as well. What Rashi's trying to say is, it's a pointed response almost to what the Ramah said. Don't tell me, Ramah says, Hu Adin, and they're the same, and Misvara, they're the same, Ein Tzarech Lifnai V'Lifnim. After all, don't tell me that when it comes to Kiddusha, there's a difference between them. That's irrelevant, because that's in a Kinyan Das, that has nothing to do with Gerushin. It seems like what Rashi is saying here is that the status of Nara and her ability to mekabelas as Gita is connected to the fact that she is a gedola. Remember, that's what he starts with. She's a gedola l'chol advarim, and she's mahava es atzma. And therefore, when she is mekabelas as Gita, it's on a certain basis as well. This is all to explain, according to Rashi, that Yada Yeserta is, she is in the position of strength, not him. Now, it could be that in Ketana, it's not clear what Rashi and Gittin hold. Again, that's a Machlokas or Rishonim. It could be that Ketana is also Mekabelas' Gita. But maybe what bothered Rashi was the continuation of the Gemara, namely the Hu Adin Nara, and the idea that Yad Yeserta, as Rashi describes it, that applies to Ketana. That's what bothered Rashi. Since Rashi here is considering a third option, not the way the Ramban in his creative solution proposes, which is that if she is dominant, then Hu Adin Dafka Ketana, right? And not the opposite way either, which is if Ketana is included, so that pulls down Nara to the point of being secondary, right, peripheral to the father. But that Gufa, we can be Mechalek, even if Ketana is included, there's still a difference between them. Despite the protests of the Ramah, and of the Ramban and the Rajba, and that difference is not just, even if you don't all like the Rif, is that Nara is Yada Yeserta, refers to the father. Ketana is also Miskareshes, but in her case, in Achanami, in a more peripheral way. And it could be that there'll be nafkamina. Let me mention one thing right off, and then maybe we'll get a chance to expand on it. Maybe we won't. Rashi here in Kiddushin Right, first to another issue, which Rabbi Kveger picks up on here, in our sugya. That is the question of after Nisuin. Rashi says that if the second. V'dafka naru k'tan aviyah below he v'dafka mina erusin albinam mina nesuin he below aviyah. The Mishnah says ain la aviyah rishuspa. So if you look at Rabbi Kveger, he says ayin bivamos, and he quotes a Rashi there, and he quotes a Rashi in Sanhedrin, and then he says, look, it tells us earlier that yudah ben aleph. So the Tosfos yudah ben aleph says what Rashi says here. The Rashi's seem to conflict in different places. Again, maybe we'll get a chance to look at them more fully. What indeed is the status of Isha La'achar Nisuin? Right, we normally call her, the Gemara here calls her a Yisoma B'chaye Aviha. Is it perfectly clear that Yisoma B'chaye Aviha, that the father cannot be Makabel a get? What is perfectly clear is that she's a Yisoma B'chaye Aviha, that she can be Mekabelas as Gita, her own get. But is it perfectly clear that the father can no longer be Mekabel? That's what Rashi says. That's what there seems to be a stira in Rashi on in different places. So some Achronim suggest that maybe there would be a difference between Ktana and Nara. There's Nara La'achar Nisueha, Nara Yisoma B'chaye Aviha, L'kula Alma, the father would have no role to play. But when it comes to Ktana Yisoma B'chaye Aviha, right there, even though she certainly could be Mekabeles as Gita, maybe the father could still be Mekabel as well. So if you take the view of the Rishonim, you know, within the group of Balitosis and Balamar, etc., who say that, you know, if Ketana is included, there's no difference between Ketana and Nara. In both cases, Yesh Lem Yad, or in both cases, all we care about is the fact that we focus on the Matir, and the person who's really in the issues is this individual. Right? If you take that across the board, then probably there's no difference between Ketana Yisoma B'chaye Aviha and Nara Yisoma B'chaye Aviha. But if you say Ketana is included, she too can be Mekabelas as Gita. But Nara and Ketana are two different dinim, and the fact that she is Mahava es Atzma, that she can be Miskadesh es Al Yidei Atzma, you know, Shelo B'chaye Aviha at least, meaning she's a Gedola L'chol HaDvarim, she has Shlichus, she's a Gedola. So once, the only problem with her is that she has, you know, she has to overcome the lingering influence, you know, of her father in her life. And that is basically closed off, you know, once the Nisuin takes place. But as far as the Ketana is concerned, it's quite possible that L'inyan Yad, she remains deficient on some level. Or at least he remains competitive. And especially if you take the view that Vyatz V'Hoysa is at play here. It's not that, you know, this is one of the regular halachos of Ha'av Zakai Bebita, what I started off with before, right? Ha'av Zakai Be'Kiddushin, Ha'av Zakai Be'Mitzia U'B'Matana, and then the Mishnah says V'Hu Mekabel Ez Gita, and it's based on Vyatz V'Hoysa. So again, if we say that this is all one halacha and it's Zakai Be'Gita, so then you might say, again, you know, but that's the whole point. That ends, that influence ends, you know, once he, once she, rather, is in a state of Nesua, and she becomes the Yisoma B'chaye Aviha. But if the connection is through Vyatz V'Hoysa, he's the one who made the Kiddushin here. So he remains a player. If you want to go even a step further and say that on some level, there is, you know, he's involved in the Ishus. This is something called a Chetza Shel Kiddushei Ketana. Ishus Shel Ketana. Okay, not only how the Ishus came about, but it continues to be characterized that way. And there's some evidence for that. Okay, but that's probably true for a ketana. Once she's a nara, that's gone. So it's still kiddushei ketana. It's still ishus shel ketana. His role in v'yatzav ha'itza perhaps is still relevant on some level. Maybe even yisam v'soma b'chayaviya. So saying that ketana works together with a nara, but that they're not equivalent on the yad level, may be very important. Okay. Okay. Well, let me just go back and summarize some of the things and just fill out the picture a little bit more, and then we'll move on to other things. So, coming back to the larger question, relationship between the father and the daughter. What we've seen so far is that there are various models in terms of who is dominant. That we have to look at this from several points of view. From the more universal perspective of the Mishnah in Ksuvis, with or without the Diyukim, his Hafaras Nadarim, his Dinei Mamonos rights, his Kiddushin rights, and only then his Gittin rights. The possibility of distinguishing between the role of Kinyanim and the role of the Matir within Gerushin, and the possibility of distinguishing between Ketana and Nara, certainly Bechai Avia, and even Yesoma Bechai Avia. All of these have to be taken into consideration. The relationship between Ketana and Nara, as I've tried to point out just now, different Shittos and Rishonim, whether Ketana, is included, whether upgrading Nara upgrades Ketana, whether downgrades Nara by including Ketana, or whether are two dinim and so on. Okay. So for Rabbi Yehuda, as we started off last time, there are really two options. One is that in principle, the daughter is excluded, has no role. And the statement "Shtei ein shtei adayim zochos kiachas" is more a result than a reason. Basically, the determination is first made that she, Bein Miktana Bein Minara, doesn't have a role. Then and only then, are we explaining, well, that's the fact is, there aren't two addresses here. That would be a sharper rejection. Or, there are really two dinim in Rabbi Yehuda. One is the reasoning, Ein Shtei Adayim Zochos Kiachas. Secondly, once you have to make a choice, a hard choice, even though there were two candidates, there's one better candidate, and that is the father. Even if that's true, we should consider the possibility that these two points in Rabbi Yehuda are not coincidental. That's one point being the determination that Ein Shtei Adayim Zochos Kiachas. Like, why not? Especially if you say that there's a Matir side and a Kenyan side, why not say, from the Kenyan perspective, we have one view, and from the Matir perspective, another view. But if, we have to come to such a conclusion, Ein Shtei Adayim Zochos, it's because we're saying this all depends on Kinyanim. Im Kvar, it already depends on Kinyanim, so who's the likely dominant candidate? The father. So it's possible that even if there are two points in Rabbi Yehuda, A, Ein Shtei Adayim Zochos, and then Ela Ha'av Velohi, that there's a relationship between them. Either way, the Rabbanon who disagree, can disagree in different ways. One is that they could say Rabbi Yehuda is fundamentally correct on point number two, namely in the relationship between father and daughter. The father is dominant, the daughter is peripheral, even though she's the miskareshes. However, you don't have to choose because yeshtei adayim zochos kiachas. And that was the language that we saw in the Tosarash on the sugya on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, when the Gemara says she can or can't be memana a shliach kabbalah. Tosarash used that language. That mid Rabbi Yehuda nishma l'rabbanon, the Rabbanon agree with Rabbi Yehuda that when it comes to minui shlichos and so on, basically ein shtei adayim zochos kiachas, that the koach ha'av is the real koach. Okay. It's interesting that the Rashba in Gittin also has such a line, but not across the board like the Tosarash, but specifically with regard to the issue of shlichos. But he too has a line. And Samech Dalet Amud Beis, where he says, "Ubishlichos." This is towards the end of the. I gave it to read the Dibur Maskel Aval Arayvid. towards the end of that paragraph, Ubishlichus Savar La Kirab Yehuda, the Amar Einstein Adaim Zochos Kiachas. Interesting line. Again, I'll back up a few sentences. It's what I referred to before. Bim Tomar, Ma Tam Benara Yosem Viktana. Why should Nara be superior to Ktana? Something which we just spoke of. Different perspectives. Yeshlomar, Mishum de Mitam Shlichosu. Ukinamash Mahasam, Narmina Rab Shimoni. Ubishlichos, Savala Kirab Yehuda, the Amar Einste Adayim Zochos Kiachas. So we don't pass it like Rab Yehuda in general, that Einste Adayim Zochos Kiachas. Right, but vis-a-vis Shlichos, at least, we do. That's the Rajva. It's a more limited version of the Tosa Rush. Again, according to the Ramban, this depends, according to that day in the Ramban, this depends Gufa on the Safek and the Gemara regarding Shlichos. That according to the halacha, according to Rav Nachman, that ein lenara koach lemano shlich lekabala, in Achanami, Ktana is excluded because Rabbi Huda is right in that regard, except that the Ramban's formulation is not, let's say, only limited to shlichos, as we'll see. It extends to other things as well. Okay. So this question of, so one possibility in the Rabbanah then, is that basically, the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yehuda. They're just not as extreme, but they do agree that the father is the predominant party. Okay. If that's the case, then the best way to read the Gemara in Gittin of Yada Yaserta would be according to Tosis' reading of Rashi, except that, as we pointed out last time, Tosis' reading of Rashi in Gittin is chronological. The link between Ketana being included or not is chronological. If Tana also has a Yad, so then the Yad Yaserta is the father because he comes into it at a later point. As opposed to if you say like the Rif that it's, or like that view in Rashi, that it's Nara, so then the Yad Yaserta is the Nara because she comes to it later. So it's chronological. But in any case, if you interpret Yad Yaserta, and not in chronologically, but you interpret that the Yad Yaserta refers to the Isha, which is the view of a number of Rishonim. Refers to the Bas, in other words. So then, this idea that Rabbi Yehuda is fundamentally correct, that the father is in the stronger position, emerges. Okay. And, as I say, that would explain well, the whole suffix of the Gemara. Maybe she can't even be Mamana Shliach LeKabbalah. Perhaps even according to both Tzadim. If you don't go like the Ramban, we'd say according to both Tzadim. The Gemara is not so sure how much of a junior partner she is in her own Geirushin. Enough to say that she can't be Mamana Shliach LeKabbalah, or we don't push it that far. But even if she can be Mamana Shliach LeKabbalah, it's quite possible that the Yad Yisera, conceptually, is hers. Right? According to both Deos, which is what the Tosa Rosh basically is interpreting. In that respect, we should note the comment of the Yerushalmi. Okay, what does the Yerushalmi say, Simi? About the Gemara and Mem Dalet Amud Beis that we read last time? That Gemara about Nara, can she make a Shliach LeKabbalah, which according to the Ramban may be Gufa the Machlokas about Ketana and the nature of the relationship. But which according to the Tosa Rosh is according to Rabbi Yehuda on both sides. So the Rishalmi has a different perspective on that. Oren? Excellent. In the Bavli, we have two separate sugyas that have nothing to do with each other. One is the question of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right, whether you say V'yatza V'haysa, whether the Machlokes regarding Nara Murasa, B'chai Yavia, is also Machlokes Lagabe Kedusha. Maybe Nara Murasa can be Miskadesh Asayidei Atzma as well, right? According to Reish Lakish, yes, V'yatza V'haysa. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, no. But then comes the next sugya. That's a sugya on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. And then on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, we have another sugya regarding Nara Begitin can she be memana shliach lekabbalah, and never the twain shall meet on the surface. The chiddush of the Yerushalmi is that that gufa depends on this question. So how do you explain that?
According to Rav Yochanan's thing, her das is nothing b'chayav, and then she can be shliach. According to Rish Lakish, so then her das is something b'chayav, and she can be shliach.
In other words, the effectiveness of Nara in Kiddushin will reflect her role in Geirushin, essentially. So again, the issues that we've been discussing till now, which are, is she, you know, a junior partner? Is she the predominant partner? Is she an equal partner? What about the Kinyanim? What about the Matir? Basically, according to the Yerushalmi, the Safek of the Gemara about her role in Kiddushin, and the discussion of the Gemara about her role in Kiddushin, and the Safek of the Gemara regarding her ability to be Mamana Shliach LeKabbalah Hoba Hatalia. This would work nicely, according to what I suggested for Rashi and Gittin, and in general, that even if you were to say, for example, that Ketana is included in Geirushin, right, but it's two different dinim. In the case of Nara, it's Kocha Lahavo Sasatzma, like Rashi said in Gittin, and the fact that she's a Gedola L'chola Dvarim, right? Maybe the Yad Yeserta of the father is Dafka vis-a-vis Nara, but not vis-a-vis Ketana, because it's also clear that no one will say that Ketana has the ability on her own to be Miskadeshes, not B'chayaviyah, not B'nisasaviyah. Even that's only a din, a Drabanan of Biyun. So according to the Yerushalmi's reading of things, again, it'll emerge, just like you suggested the distinction regarding Yesoma B'chayaviyah, and possibly the interpretation for Rashi in Gittin, so too, according to the Yerushalmi, it's natural to make a distinction between Ketana and Nara. Okay. In any case, according to this perspective, the father is in the driver's seat. This is the first perspective in the Rabbana. Okay. Now, if we go as far enough with this, we can raise the following question. Namely, if the daughter is really so deficient, and Rabbi Yehuda is basically correct, and if we go a step further and we say that Ketana is completely excluded, B'chai Ha'av, so we can ask the following, some Rishonim were bothered by the following question. How does Ketana even work the Yesoma? Right? Whether Yesoma B'chai Yoav or real Yesoma. After all, the father's input is necessary and it's lacking. Now again, if you take the view that basically the daughter is independent in the process of Geirushin. If she's a predominant party, certainly, and even if she's just, you know, equal, this is not going to bother you very much. Who asked this question? Michael? Yeah, the local Ritva asks it, and other Rishonim ask it too in different ways. The Rajba in Gittin, other Rishonim hint at it. The Ritva says the most radical thing. What does it say?
She gets her father's
Yadis. She's Yoresh. You have the language in front of you? Something like Nisrokna. And Becharike Koi. Nisrokna, Zechus, or Koach Abia. You know, v'nasa bershusa v'nasa hi something b'charike. Yeah. Anybody have it? No one has a ritual here? So that would be the most extreme. Go ahead, if you have it. But this is on the extreme that the father is predominant and Ketana is excluded. You could have done it yourself.
Too many.
What?
Okay.
Wow, you're a modest man. A little louder, I can hear. Go a little louder. So that is the most extreme of the Rishonim, in my opinion. The Ritva. They are local Ritva. Ritva basically says, you know, she, as a Ketana, is not miscareshes at all, basically. The only reason she can Ibet Midana Torah, everybody agrees she's miscareshes when she's a Yisoma. The answer is that is because she's Yoreshes Koach Aviha. So that means that even when it only works because of the father's latent influence. That's an extreme. That really shows that it's basically whether it's the ishus of the father still, I don't mean literally, obviously, but to whatever that means in this context, right? Certainly to undo his Maisa Kedushin requires his koach, or requires kinyan or yad shel gadol, and maybe even in terms of the chesed shel ishus. But in Ochanami, you have it, b'nisrokna. Okay. Other Rishonim answer the question in a much more moderate way. The Rajba says, Michael? You see it? Also asks this question. A number of Rishonim ask it. What would you have answered? She always has a yad, correct? Yeah. In other words, basically, in the hierarchy, if you want to say especially like a Tosa Rush, so, you know, Le'inyan Kamadvarim, we say, you know, or Le'inyan Akhtana, we say, Ein Shtei Adayim Zochos Kiyachas, let's say. Something like that. Not that she doesn't have a yad. Just that, you know, the Nara can compete with the father. She can be Mahava Asatzma, she's a Gedola, right? So there's a real competition there, according to the Rabbanim. But according to but when it comes to the Ketana, right, she's completely dominated by the father. So it's not necessarily the Ein La Yad, but that her Yad is overwhelmed by his Yad. And since that's the case, if it's the Koach Ha'av, which is ma'akev, the fact that it's greater, so then in a situation where he withdraws or he is withdrawn, right, then there's not going to be a problem. So I'm trying to find the line here. A number of Rishonim say this. If you say this view, so then you might take it a step further as well. There could be an afkamina between these two issues. Again, the fundamental question against the Rishonim who hold that Ketana is excluded, B'chai Ha'av, is from the Sugya and Mem Dalet of the base, as we know. Post this question. How can it be, after all, the Gemara there implies that the problem is Nara v'shlichas, but it's not a problem of Ketana b'di'isla'av, right? The problem, she doesn't have to be man another, she can't be man another shlich, but she can become a gita la'atzma under such conditions. That seems postured in the Gemara. Only reason the Gemara says, and we're talking about a situation b'ein la'av, is to explain the Nara part, not to explain the Ketana. That's the question the Rishonim ask. So we know the Bali Tulsas think this question is a killer. There's no answer to it. They don't think it's dependent on the suffix of the Gemara. The Ramban thinks it is dependent. One day in the Ramban, it is dependent on the suffix of the Gemara. But there's another answer. Then there's a whole group of Rishonim who say, yeah, it's only a Havamina. You're right, according to the Havamina. But this is one of many examples of Jonathan? B'litamech. In other words, you could also say, you know, if they wanted to, they could have gotten out of this way, they could get out of that way. Right, not so terrible. The Ramban starts quoting, you know, sugyas of Bava Basra, where we see it all the time, where, you know, the Havamina isn't the end of the world. Okay, so there are other answers to this question. But there's a very interesting answer to this question, in addition to the Ramban's really interesting answer, and that is the answer quoted in the name of either the Ravid or the Rabbi Avad. Okay, the Ravid in his Asagas al Rif and Gittin only sides with the Rif. That's all we know. In other words, he says the Rif is right. There's a difference between Nara and Katana. The Rajba in Gittin and the Ramban here in the Chidushim quotes not the Ravid but the Ravi Avad, father-in-law. They have an explanation how to get out of the Gemara according to the Ravi Avad. Okay, what's the way out, David? You see it? The Rajba quotes it there, and the Ramban here. Orchtov? What will happen in a situation where the father gives Rishus? A new circumstance. Till now we've discussed, you know, who's dominant, who's peripheral, is Ketana included? By including Ketana, you know, do you drag down Nara? Do you uplift Nara? What exactly is going on there? Are there two dinim? Fine. Now we have a new issue. This whole question of excluding Ketana, according to the Rif, according to one day in Rashi, according to the Ravid, what happens if the father gives the daughter permission to be Makabela as his Gita? Does that make a difference or not? Right? So the Rajba in Gittin and the Ramban here say that's the Pshat and the Ravi Avad or the Ravid. That's how they learn the Gemara. In Achanami, the Gemara Mendal and Rebbe seems to imply that Ketana B'chai Avia can be Mekabela Seskita, even though she cannot be Memana Shliach LeKabbalah. However, the case is one where the father allows it. Question is, should the father's allowance help or not? Yeah, Michael. Yeah. So what do you think about that? As an explanation why this works or how this works. It's interesting. They quote it in different ways. And then there's also Chuvas HaRajba. Did you see the Chuvas HaRajba? Also? Dalad Shin Chav Dalad, which I think I is that in the Marba Gobos? Who was? Yeah, okay. Good. So let's take for the Rajba first. The Rajba in Gittin says of La Ravid Kasav, Hasab Kidushin, the Dafka Nara, Bal Ketana Viyavalohi. It's also quoted, by the way, by the Miri in both places. Quotes the Shita. Masisin the Ketani Ketana Shom Neskabala Gittin in the Megureshes. Hakashi Gia Get the Megur Megureshes. Av Bishesh La Av. Mukmin La Dafka Bishanasala Avia Rishus La Kabala's Gita. The Havale. Do you have it there, Michael? I have it, sorry. The Havale Kamisha Mochalo Osa Schus Shiyesh Lo Aleha La Osa Sha'a Varehi Birshus Atzma B'Shas Kabbalas Haget. So what do you make of that? This works nicely with that same explanation that is given by not the radical view of the Ritva, who says how according to Rabbi Yehuda or according to the Rabbanan, who think that Ketana cannot be Mekabelas Gita B'chayaviyah, so how is she Mekabelas Gita, you know, be Yisoma? How could she do that? The answer is, you're right. That's the radical Ritva. Ketana cannot do anything without the father. Maybe Nara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, can't either. But the koach of the father, Le'inya, the Maisa Kiddushin, the Chepsa Shal Ishus, whatever it is something that is inherited as well. That's the Ritva. And the other Rishonim say, no, you don't need to go that far. It's no big deal. The reason that, again, if you were to take the position that the father's role is equal to that of the daughter, or the Ketana is included, and so on, then of course there's nothing to talk about. But even if you were to say that the father dominates the daughter to such an extent that she cannot be the Kabbalah, says Gita, it doesn't have to be because she's lacking a Yad. And even in Ketana, it could be because her Yad is Tafel to his Yad. But Lu Yitzur, there was no his Yad. she would have a yad, and her yad would suffice. So the Rashba is explaining, all the Ravid probably really, or Ravi Avad probably really said was, the case of the Gemara and Kedushin of Dalad and Bay is the case where the father gives permission, then it works. How exactly does it work? We'll see in a second the Ramban's version. Right. Some thought that it was based on the Sugin Kedushin Daf Yud Tes. Right? Omer Adol Bito Katana Tzi Vekabli Kiddushayich. Maybe it could still be according to the Rashba, though we'll have to examine that in a second. But the Rashba is saying, like Michael points out correctly, Tehavale kimishimocha la ba'osa skos shiyesh lo aleha la'osa shah. V'harehi b'shus atzma b'shas kabalas haget. All you need to do is remove his sphere of influence. What he's really doing at that moment is he is being mochel his yad. Now, could that the Rashba is saying a little more than that? It's not just a koch ha-ma'akev that he's being mochel. It sounds like the Rashba that you have to do a little more than that. Havali kamisha mochela osa schus sheyesh lo aleha osa shah. Then he adds, v'harehi birshus atzma b'shas kabalos haget. It sounds like two things are happening, but one didn't necessarily have to go with both. One could have said, all we have, the only problem is his koch la'akev. Right? And his koch la'akev is gone, so it's like yisoma b'chaye Yisoma la'achar misa savia, not the Ritva's version, but the other Rishonim's version. There's no koach ha-ma'akev anymore. The Rashba clearly thinks that there are two problems, generally. One problem is in terms of the fact that his yad usurps her yad. But that's connected with something else, and that is, she is birshus as a chefza shel ishus, or chefza of where she's going. She's Bershus Avia. So he has to be Mochel, not only his prerogative, his schus, to be Mekabel HaSaget, he also has to be Mochel Kocho V'Rishuso, in a way. And that is a lot less obvious, that he can do that, I think. But that's what the Rashba would say, that's a Chiddush here. But then, the Rashba adds a question. He says, V'ein Perusho Mechuvar Be'enai. Why? What's the problem with it, Michael? What's the problem with it? Itzi? That it should have answered the Gemara's problem, too. This is very interesting. What's the Gemara's problem? What's the Gemara trying to prove at that point? Can Nara be memana shliach lekabala on her own? And they're trying to be medayik from that Gemara that she can not. That she can, I'm sorry. Correct? So the Rashba says, well, if that's what they're trying to be medayik, what kind of diuk is that? After all, according to the Ravi Avad, it's a case where the father gives permission. So what's the big deal? How does that prove that in a case where there's no permission, which is the case of the Gemara in Mendalad and Beis, if permission works to be machshir, the ketana, be makabalis aget, so maybe it should also work to allow her to be mamana shliach lekabalah. Right? Therefore the Rashba says, this answer doesn't work. The ain perusha mechuvar be'enai, the even osin rishus, maikodiyak mimasnisin, hanara hareza get, Shiny Hassan, the Nasan Lavia Rishus. Now the Ramban, bear with me for another minute. The Ramban, when he quotes this Ravid, or Ravi Avad, he quotes it as a Ravi Avad. That's very common. This is the Ramban here in Chidushim. So this is Varav Avad, Nami Mukulam in the Kablaso Midasavia. And then he adds, "V'afilo hachi nara lo, shelo nasan la rishus lasos shliach elim kein pirish tachu stam milsa va'o dekaimelan mili la mimsuri la shliach hukach nara imidinatzma ein la mitar shlichas shalavia ein la shliach klal." afilu pireish. Then he says, ein divrei Rav mischabrim li, sheish v'mashma shafilu dasa v'yavaloi, and so he doesn't like it for other reasons. But basically, the way that the Ramban quotes the Ravi Avad solves the Rajba's question. Namely, this heter, this rishus that the father grants, which solves the problem of Ktana, is not going to solve the problem of Nara, because of the problem of Ein Shliach Osa Shliach. It's one thing to allow you to be miskareshes, it's quite something else to allow you to be the mana, a Shliach. Except that when you think about it, right, Michael's original point comes back now, which was, when the Rajba quotes this answer, he adds an explanation. Maybe given his own explanation, how he understood the Ravi Avad, we can understand why he's uncomfortable with this distinction. So it's, what did the Rajba really, how did the Rajba understand the Ravi Avad? Jonathan?
It's a mechila,
but and as we explained, it's not even one level mechila. It's not only the mechila of Yad. It's the mechila of Yad and Rishus. It's almost as the way the Rajba understood the Ravi Avad was, it's all or nothing. Basically, what happens? By giving Rishus to the Ketana, he makes it ke'ilu he's a Yisoma. Now, let me say it this way. I know it's a little complicated, but I can't help it. The Ritva, from the Ritva's standpoint, it wouldn't have worked anyway. Because what do you mean he gives it? It is without Yerusha inheriting the Koach Ha'av, it's not enough. Good, the Rajba, other Rishonim L'shitasa, you don't need to go so far. All you need to do is, if it was really Yisoma, there wouldn't have been a problem. You don't need a solution. The Ritva is giving you a solution for Yisoma. That's the most extreme. The other Rishonim are saying, no, Yisoma doesn't have a problem. So the Rajba is taking the next extreme view, which is, Yisoma doesn't have a problem. But the only way that this is ever going to work is you get the equivalent of Yisoma. To do that, you need to eliminate the Yad of the Chiddush is, you need to eliminate the Yad Aviyah, and you also need to eliminate Rishus Aviyah. But once you've done that, and it's Ki'ilu, she is Yisoma B'chai Aviyah, he doesn't say those words. So is there room for a distinction anymore between Minui Shliach L'Kabbalah of Nara and Kabbalah's Kiddushin Ayidei, Kabbalah's Gerushin Ayidei Ketana? No, because nobody would deny that a Nara, La'achar Misas Aviyah, can be Memana Shliach LeKabbalah. Of course you can. So if it's Midin Mechilas Yado U'Reshuso, and I'm just adding the words, Ki'ilu Achshav Yisoma, and Yisoma is no problem, good. For the Ritva, it still wouldn't work. For the Rajba, it will work. It'll work very well. How well will it work? So well that there's no room for distinction between two problems. Ketana working, Nara being able to be Mamana, a Shliach. However, the Ramban is quoting the Ravi Avad, notice not with the Mechila, not with the issue of Rishus, none of that. Rather, Haravad Nami Mukalav in the Kablasa Vidasa Via, Afilohachi, Nara lo, Shon Nasala Rishus Lasa Shliach, Elam came Piresh. Meaning there is something in between. It's not the Ritva and it's not the Rajba. She's not becoming a Yisoma B'chai Yaviya. He is simply being Mochel Yado Lekabel Asaget. But is she still Bershuso? Absolutely. So where's the Heter, the separate Heter from Minu Shliach? Moreover, Ba'od, the Kaimel Minu Lamimsara L'Shliach. If she really is a shliach, even though he's giving her powers, then even if he were to give her koach shliach also shliach, maybe it wouldn't work. We didn't mila la minsu the shliach. Yeah.
This is really the Ramban of the Shita. So he's basically now using what he before he used to explain the Shita's lyric. He's now adopting this within this perspective of the rabbi that it was compromised. He's saying the compromise is still going back to that other perspective of that it's shliach ha'av. When Nara the Tana can do it, it's only Din Shlichus Ahav. Never is a Shlichus Shliach problem.
Except that he goes even further there, but right, the way that he goes further doesn't undermine this. Correct. meaning what the Ramban, Lishitaso, in his explanation of the sugya, his own explanation of Memdalad Amud Beis, and that is that this is a kind of a shliach osa shliach. So good, for Ketana we're allowing the, you can't allow the Ketana to be shliach osa shliach. That you can't do. And you can't have the Nara be osa shliach where shlichos, osa shlichos doesn't work. So what emerges are very different perspectives, even within the Rabbi Avad, between the Ramban and the Rajba. In a way, it also echoes another a possible explanation would be also, so again, according to the Ramban, what remains is Rishus Ha'av. What's being Nimchal, if anything, if you want to call it Nimchal, it's not really being Nimchal. It's being delegated, is Yad Ha'av. That you can do. In light of what we said the other day, we might say something a little different here as well. Very similar, though. The other day we pointed out that according to the Rishon in the next Shita, which is that the Yada Yiserta is the father, and the real Yad is the daughter. She's the Ikar. Right? The opposite view. If that's true, so then the question arises, why can the Nara not make a Shliach LeKabbalah? Right? So the Ram said, yeah, it's strange. In terms of Yad Yiserta, she's Ikar, and yet the Sugya in Kiddushin establishes that he's Ikar. Pretty strange. Right, and I wanted to suggest, I think Noah suggested it as well earlier, namely that what we said, that there are two aspects of Gerushin, namely the Kinyan and the Matir. Right, so even if there's, in this question, who's dominant, you know, who's peripheral, it's not so simple. Vis-a-vis the Kinyan, maybe he has a certain koach. Vis-a-vis the Matir, she's the one in the Ishus. Right, so maybe the point is that when it comes to Yadi Yiserta, right, that focuses on the Matir, she's dominant. When it comes to Minui Shlichus, maybe that depends on the koach HaKinyan. He's dominant. So perhaps that's what's going on here. That same idea is going on within the Rabbi Avad. Namely, he can remove his obstacle, and then she can be Misgareshes because she is, you know, in terms of the Matir, she's the Chetzah Shalishus is about her. But in terms of the Nara, the Koch to be Mamana Shliach, that depends on Yad. He can't give her a Yad, he can just remove his ikuv from her. That is what affects and what dictates regarding Minui Shliach LeKabbalah. Okay, so this is, I think, important perspectives, both within how you understand Yesoma generally, and again, the Ritva, the Rajba, the Ramban, and the various views in the Rabbi Avad. These should be contrasted with the Rishonim who say, some of the Rishonim who say Ketana and Nara are the same, and you cannot be Mechalik between them. Some of them bring Rayas from the fact, after all, Rashi in some places, the other Rishonim in the name of Rashi, and even more places, right? Ketana, rather, Nara of Huadin Ketana, after all, Ketana Yisoma is Misgareshes. They obviously don't like. Who brought that raya? I think the Rama, right? Among others. Second, Mida Dehava Nara, Vada Miad. One second. I think the Ramah says it. A bunch of Rishonim. The proof that Nara and Ketana is the same is the fact that Ketana Yisoma is Misgareshes. Obviously, they are negating not only the extreme view of the Ritva in Kiddushin, but even the more moderate views of the Rajba and the Ramban and the Rabbi Abba. Okay. I guess we'll have to stop here. Let's try to finish this tomorrow.
Okay, so far we've analyzed the Shita that says that even according to the Rabbanan, the daughter is Tfeila, and yet we've shown that there are different perspectives. What I want to do tomorrow is just finish up the view that the daughter is Ikar. See how that plays out. And okay, a few of the other issues, and hopefully tomorrow we'll also start the Makaros I gave you on Mishal Chavina Choseres. I want to do that quickly. Again, look also at the Ramah in Gittin on that sugya, and a little whatever else you can dig up. I don't want to go too much